Come on, what's a villain laugh? Let's get him.
No, not a villain laugh. That's the laugh of henchmen. And I think I know who's.
Octo Paganini, right?
Exactly.
Ah, the mighty Eclair and your scintillating sidekick, Blitzen, the swarm defenders of Antwerp. There you are. I have a letter for you, mademoiselle.
It's from the International Superhero Exchange Program. Oh, looks as though I'll be going away for a month.
But now, we're just about to crack Octo Paganini's latest caper.
Ah, not to worry. I'm sure these exchange people know exactly what they're doing.
Hey, Morty boy, I love you. You're so fluffy. Come on, huh? Come on, boy. Dig my love.
Dick, mail's here. Oh, there's a letter for you.
Special delivery. Oh, Arthur, the thrill of modern postism.
Uh-huh. Bills, bills. Bills. Wow.
And congratulations, you have been chosen.
Arthur, I've been chosen.
For what?
To participate in the International Superhero Exchange Program. Arthur, I get to change places with a superhero from another country for a whole month. Whew. I wonder where they'll send me. Maybe Rome, the Eternal City. Or Paris, the City of Lights. Or Mesopotamia, the cradle of civilization. Antwerp.
Here's just a little taste of what's to come. Signed, an old friend. Let's see. Oh, hey, Tick. We got gingerbread men. Oh, and the...
Antwerp, and Antwerp, the second largest city in Belgium. Well, hello there, Cookie Man. Wait a minute.
Him, ginger fiends!
Rest easy, chum. They're gone. For now.
Well, open him up. Presto, presto. Ah, Eastern Bloc robot cowboy. Welcome to Antwerp. I am Octo Paganini. Certainly you've heard of my criminal genius. I am known throughout Europe as the virtuoso of villainy. The maestro of maleficence.
I'm not setting the jaw all night, partner. I just spent a month in a gall darn crate. What's your game?
Hold your horses, cowboy. I was about to say, I want your brilliant robotics expertise. For certainly any man who can transplant his own brain into a walking, talking, vending machine has got the chops, as we say in the music business. Even as we speak, the King of Belgium is in Antwerp to christen a few ships and break ground for the new shopping mall. And it is widely known that when in Antwerp, the King stops every day at a certain sausage stand just around the corner.
Master, dear Majesty.
This is where he is at his most vulnerable.
Good sausage.
And that is where we will kidnap the King and replace him with a perfect robotic replica of your design.
Oh, it's which. We will rule Belgium!
Okay, now, do you have your tickets?
Oh, surely, surely. They are right here.
Is he on me? Is he on me?
You're okay.
Oh, Tick. You know, maybe this isn't the best time for you to be going away. I mean, something's up, and I have a feeling it's only going to get worse.
Flummery, chum. I'm sure my replacement can handle a few gingerly upstarts. Just keep him out of trouble. Show him the ropes.
Tick, the letter said her name was Eclair. She's a woman.
Yes, and she's a delicious chocolate-covered pastry.
No, Tick, not that kind of eclair. In French, it means lightning.
Ooh, lightning. Now you're talking.
Warning call for flight 140.
Well, see you in a month there, Arthur.
Yeah, well, don't get all emotional. Okay, let's see. Her flight should be coming in any minute. But what gate?
We're going to get along swimmingly.
To the headquarters!
The headquarters. You see, right now they're a little, infested. Cockroaches. Cookies. Whoa. This exchange thing just might work out after all.
Bonjour, yes, guten Tag.
Tick, over here. I'm Eclair's sidekick. Blitzen, righteous speed demon and trust fund party darling of justice.
Bonjour, Blitzen. Je suis le Tick.
That's really great, Tick. How is your English?
Blitzen, huh? My favorite reindeer.
It means lightning, Tick.
I thought Eclair meant lightning.
It does, in French. Blitzen is German.
Egad! How many languages do you people have?
Listen, Tick, here's our problem. Our arch-enemy, Otto Paganini, is about to strike at the king's favorite sausage stand.
Oh, my first day on the continent, and already I've got an arch-enemy. Onward, sidekick!
I'm not sure this exchange thing is such a great idea.
Oh, you have outdone yourself, my good man. Well worth the trip.
Thank you.
You look different today. New hat?
Yuck. Into the cart, hombre.
Excuse me?
There they are! And they've got the king!
Majesty Snatchers! Unhand that highness!
The Fortissimo brothers have the strength of 10 men!
Is that 5 men apiece or 20 men altogether? Oh, boy.
Brilliant.
Now, after that kingnapper!
That's far enough, stranger. On the count of 3, draw. 1, 2.
Oh, well, I don't have a...
3. Slowpoke.
Europe at its least charming.
Dear Tick, Europe must be great. Back here, things are okay. Eclair is a gracious guest and a powerful force for goodness. Every morning she makes delicious Belgian waffles. Yum, yum. But oh, those gingerbread men. They are some tough, ruthless cookies. Night times are the worst. It turns out all of the other superheroes have gotten them, too. The Flatermouse says he hasn't slept in a week.
Flatermouse, silly goose. Dear Arthur, having a wonderful time, wish you were here. The Belgians are a polite but mysterious people. I've been heartily scolded for my normal mode of travel. These Europeans can get pretty touchy about their architectural treasures. Now I do most of my patrolling on the back of Blitzen's motorcycle. Each morning starts at the cafe with a leisurely creme coffee, a delightful little crescent roll, and a look at the day's news. Then it's off to scour the underworld, pressing for leads on the kidnapped king. After a hearty lunch, it's time for an afternoon siesta. Then we dance till dawn at Antwerp's hottest night spot.
The king of Belgium has been kidnapped.
Ah, Octo Paganini. So that's what he was up to.
But I don't understand. How can Tick and Blitzen just sit around in cafes and go dancing when a crime that serious has been committed?
Arthur, we Europeans take a long-range view of these things. Lord Grimm?
The king of Belgium helpless in the spidery clutches of Octo Paganini.
To the left, please.
Come now, Eastern Block Robot Cowboy. We have no time for your finishing touches. At any moment, that meddling Blitzen and her ugly American tourist could discover my lair.
Whatever you're planning, you won't get away with it.
You know, you are becoming quite a royal pain. But no matter. We have a new king now.
I am the king of Belgium. Give me all the money.
Yippee-yay-tay.
Yes, my subjects will never mistake that mechanical monstrosity for their king. It's laughable.
Yes, your majesty. We will be laughing Belgian riches all the way to a Swiss bank. Come on, boys. Let's go call a royal press conference. Ha, ha,
Another postcard to the tick. Truly, Arthur, you are a loyal sidekick.
Well, thank you. But I know he'd want to hear how all that gingerbread business turned out.
I got him! The battle was long and hard. Two dozen against one. But in the end, the mouse prevailed.
They went stale, didn't they, Flatermouse?
What?
They went stale. They stiffened up. They stopped moving. Just like ours, right?
Oh, well, I would have had them if they lasted. Hey, it's Eclair, my favorite cream puff. Tell me, what flavor is your filling? Ooh, lightning flavor. Yeah, I'll be checking my mail. Hey, a letter. Somebody loves Deflatormouse.
Come on, sidekick. Let's go on patrol.
Oh, it's from the breadmaster.
Oh, the breadmaster. I should have known.
By now, as you know, my wondrous gingerbread minions have gone stale. But that is not the end of my brutal battle. I have poured the rest into a new recipe for delicious destruction.
Wow. He wrote out his villain laugh.
What a turkey.
Breadmaster, you are a disgrace to your apron.
Oh, three heroes all in a row.
Taste my blitzkrieg!
Incoming blitzes! That's a glazed gingerbread! It's reflecting my lightning! I can't chance using it! I think I've got an idea.
Me too. Let's go home.
Hey, Claire, can you cover me?
Like a blanket, sweetheart. Let's go.
Ah, Claire, the meddling pastry. Try some of my quick-setting frosting.
Much, Your Majesty.
What?
Please make out your check payable to Otto Paganini, care of the Royal Palace in Brussels.
Wow, the king must really like that guy.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling about that king.
The king is dead. Long live me.
Moon.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Blue stranger. This town ain't big enough for you. I'm calling you out on the down of three draw.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry to have to crush you, madam. It was my intention to take over the city with much more finesse, but my hedge cookies went stale.
And do you know why they went stale? Because I have baking integrity. I am pure.
My cookies contain no artificial preservatives.
And for that alone, I must applaud you.
Excuse me.
I, too, have been sorely disappointed by the quality of baked goods in this country. The bread is bleached, soaked in chemicals, flavorless.
Oh, a kindred spirit. Well.
Goodbye!
Milk beats cookies!
Drat! You've dumped my friends! Battery Pat, load the heavy artillery. Well, Eclair, woman. Eat this, Eclair.
I've got one shot. Better make it good.
Fire!
All right! One.
Oh, man, I can't stand this guy. Well, let's just see how you fare against two bits of flat, shiny America.
Three. Dagnabbit.
All right! I bought his brain!
Okay, Otto Paganini, give us our king back.
So, Arthur, once again we find that you can't disguise the foul taste of evil with artificial or even natural sweetness. The recipe for goodness is ever elusive. But here's a little tip.
When a nice clean brain tumbles to the dirty street to lie among the discarded wrappers and spat out gumwads of wickedness, you can't just pick it up and wash it off with soap and water. You gotta think it clean from the inside out. Right, King?
Don't ask me.
Okay. Right, Blitzen?
Right, Arthur?